All right, guys. Well, before we get into our 2022 recap or our 2023 predictions, we do a real big RIP today. I know we say RIP a lot, maybe sometimes too much. Something else we always say a lot, the GOAT. We have a tendency to call people the GOAT. Josh Allen, Joey Chestnut, each other. But today, true RIP to one of the GOATs, talking about Pele, the soccer player. There's few people that I feel like just become synonymous with their sport. They are the actual GOAT of their sport. Talking Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, Joey Chestnut again. But Pele is soccer. Recently we were debating on who was better, Ronaldo or Messi. That's just for today. That's not for all time. All time is the Brazilian player, Pele, only player to win three World Cups. He won in 58, 62, and 70 as the center forward for Brazil. He is viewed by Guinness World Records as having scored the most goals in professional soccer. They credit him with 1,279 goals in 1,363 games. He mostly played for his hometown team of Santos. This was back before guys really played international sports, before guys came over to Europe and played in the big leagues. They typically stayed home and played. But for a couple of years at the end, he came over to the United States to play for the New York Cosmos, and really helped, just make the game more international than it already was. So he passed away earlier today, multiple organ failure caused by colon cancer at the age of 82.
Yeah, sucks. I'm not trying to bring a hex into this, but I know Chuck mentioned him 2 weeks ago when we did. So I'm just saying.
We did bring him up a couple weeks ago. That is an accurate
Because I did
statement.
ask you the question, is Messi the greatest of all time? And you said, no, not yet.
So what you're saying is Chuck killed Pele.
On that note, let's get started. Welcome to What's the Call podcast. Very special episode. This is our year in review episode. But I'm also sad to tell you, this is our last episode of 2022. Welcome
Ever.
back next year. Oh, shit. We didn't talk about that off air. I'm one of your hosts, Chucky Brisk.
I'm AJ Frost.
And I'm Dimitri.
All right, guys.
Wait, quick question to go from that opening that you so graciously gave to us, Chuck. Where does
I got
Pele
you.
fall with like the people who have like just one name? Where does he fall like in just overall celebrities
That's
or
great. Like
sports or
Madonna, one
anything?
name celebrities,
Like
Cher,
where does he fall in like
Bono.
in the top?
Ooh.
Because think about it, soccer or football players are renowned like around the world, right? Like
Yeah.
some of those people are just popular in America, but he's like renowned like around the
Yeah.
whole entire world. So
Messi,
where does he fall?
Ronaldo.
Well, they have first names.
He's
Well,
yeah,
so does
Lionel,
Pele too, but
Cristiano.
Pele is like it's one name.
But Messi, I feel, gets the same. Ronaldo
Everybody kind
definitely
of
does
knows
now.
Messi's first name.
But see,
Nobody
that's
knows.
different. No one knows
Almost
Pele's
nobody
first
knows
name.
Pele's real name. And Pele's not his last name either, by the way.
Just a
Pele's a
name.
nickname. His real first name is Edson. like Thomas Edison.
Like, is he ahead of Beyonce? I'd
Probably
say so.
worldwide, yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would say worldwide.
So
Maybe
we're
the
thinking.
only one name people
Oh no,
above
I'm
him
not
might
gonna
be
say
like,
that.
I don't know, I feel like maybe Jesus and Muhammad are probably more popular, but after that, I can't think of any one name person more popular than
I
Pele
can.
worldwide.
I definitely
Worldwide?
can. Yeah.
Who?
Hitler.
Bono?
Oh, okay.
Napoleon? People know his first name. They know Napoleon's last name.
What's Hitler's first name?
Adolf.
Adolf. So wait, should all right, so should the criteria be,
There's got to be some criteria.
wait, the criteria should be like only known for this one name, like Bono. I don't know any other name
Yes.
other than
But
Bono.
that's, but I'm sure people
I
from
don't even know if
Europe
Bono's his
do.
real name, by the way.
I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, I'm talking people who are only known by one name. People
So
know
then it's
Adolf Hitler.
Cher, one name, nothing else.
Yeah, Cher would
Adele,
count.
one name. Even
That's
Beyonce
fair. I have no
Knowles.
idea what Odell's last name is. Beyonce knows harder.
Carter, sure. Sorry.
Yeah,
Then, but
I would count Beyonce.
or do we count the criteria of we like they have like their full name that people know, but they only call them by this one name? Because if that's the case, then you could just go Beyonce, and you could be like,
Yeah,
who
but
in
you know his
sports?
last name.
Who else in sports? But we don't ever call her Beyonce Knowles Carter, we just say Beyonce.
Yeah, we only say Beyonce.
So
That's
what
why I
about
would
in
count her.
sports? Who else is Ocho Cinco?
I'm like one name.
I
No,
was gonna
that's
say
two.
Magic, but people say Magic Johnson.
They
They
haven't
don't
had
even need to
anybody
say
else in
Johnson.
sports.
They
They
don't
don't.
even say to need to say Johnson. Larry.
Nah, he needs
LeBron.
Larry Legend or.
LeBron.
That could almost count.
So if that's the case, then Messi or Ronaldo probably are there too. But
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Pele's still ahead of them. So Pele might be number one.
But I feel like in 50 years from now, those people that grow up are gonna only know Messi as Messi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also Messi will be Pele in 50 years. And then Pele will be history books. That's just
Pele,
how it goes. You know,
yeah.
unfortunately, that's just how it goes. Even in like
Well,
I always think about like wrestling. There's like four different stages. There's like Bruno Sammartino made wrestling a thing. Then Hulk Hogan put it to crazy heights. Then Stone Cold and The Rock made it like cool. And then John Cena took over like the new era. And now that was like the phases of wrestling. So that's what's gonna happen with Messi. Messi and Ronaldo, their names will be highlight. Well, who knows? Ronaldo might be pushed out for his off the field stuff, but Messi will be like that 50 years from now. And Pele will just be like one of the all-time greats that, you
Yeah.
know.
What
Yeah,
about
pretty
The
much.
Rock?
Is it The Rock? He might be up there too.
And that's two words, The Rock. Come on.
Yeah, but it's rock.
All right. Let's look at the year, guys. Let's look at the year. We're going back a little bit. I'm just gonna go like in order of like championships and big moments.
It.
We started this year off college football, usually one of the first tournaments that happens. We had Georgia beat Alabama earlier this year. It's not that great of a game. It was 33-18 Georgia. I think this weekend actually we had the college football semifinals. Earlier today we actually had the Cheez-It Bowl. I don't know if you
Nice.
guys did you guys watch that?
I love
Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-Its. No.
I
I love Cheez-Its. Right, who doesn't?
see
You're
what
right.
else we have. We had some Australian Open, Nadal won. And for the women's, the Australian Ashley Barty won. So it's always good to see in tennis when they win like their home court.
Okay.
Let's see, we had The Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 it was. Hey, do you guys remember who was in Super Bowl 56?
Was it?
Yes. It was Bengals and Rams.
There
you go. Yep. That is true. Bengals are having a good year. Rams are pretty awful this year. Rams won that game 23-20. Cooper Kupp was the star of that game. He won the MVP. You guys remember who did the halftime show?
An assortment of
Dr.
people.
Dre.
Snoop.
Yes.
Mary J.
Snoop.
Eminem. Kendrick. 50. Eminem. Anderson Park was there.
Pack.
All right. That's it, Park.
You said Park, but I got
That's
you.
my
Don't
bad.
worry.
It is Anderson Paak. I do like Anderson Paak, by the way.
Good
Did
music.
you guys catch the NBA All-Star game earlier this year in Cleveland? Won by Team LeBron.
How fitting. I actually don't remember who won the events. I always watch. I honestly don't really watch the All-Star game like fully. I only ever
I know
watch
who won.
Saturday.
So,
yeah,
is the
that's
dunk
right. Let's see. Can
contest
you
is
guys remember who won the 3-point?
Yes.
Yes. I remember.
Who?
Cat.
Cat, yeah. I was going to say the tall
Yep.
man from Minnesota.
Well, no,
Who
they
won the
threw a
slam dunk?
buzzer. I don't remember.
No, I don't think. Was it a Nick?
It was a New York Knickerbocker.
Obi Toppin won slam dunk.
That's
Obi
right.
Toppin. Ain't no stopping. Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin, that's it.
Skills contest was won by Team Cavs.
I
Yes,
remember
Team
that.
Rooks
That.
and
I
Team
remember that.
Antetokounmpo's.
Not to, I remember that. So random.
That was a good one. I like that
Let's see
day.
what else.
That's my favorite day.
And then
I do like
Miles,
NBA All-Star Weekend.
and didn't Myles Garrett win the
Celebrity?
MVP for a celebrity?
Oh yeah,
you can't forget
that's
that.
right. I forgot about the celebrity.
Bro had
I
like
love the celebrity
he had
All-Star
like
game.
seven dunks in the game. As a defensive end, just bodying people, just
Didn't he
dunking.
throw it through his legs and everything?
I think he tried. I don't know if he made it. He might. He might have. I'm sure. I'm sure. Like I'm sure the Cleveland was like the Browns were like watching and they were like, "Please God, no, please be careful." Ooh. What else we got?
All right, guys. Who won March Madness?
Ooh. I
I
have
think we
no
watched this
idea.
together, didn't we?
Maybe you and Aaron. I don't
It was
know.
the same night as WrestleMania.
We
Oh,
definitely
wait.
did. We definitely
Okay.
did. It was
Wait, was I there?
yes, you were there.
I did come. Okay. I don't want to cheat.
It was North Carolina and I have no
Kentucky.
idea.
Kentucky.
Ooh, close. North Carolina lost to Kansas.
Kansas. I was gonna say something. I don't know what I was gonna say, but Kansas was not it. All right, cool. I remember
Kansas
that.
won 72-69 over North Carolina. They were down by 16 points at halftime. It's considered the largest deficit in
Come back.
Championship game.
That's
Chuck
cool.
had he had the double
Villanova and
screens
Duke
up.
were also in the Final Four. Had the double screens up. That's right.
Double screen shit was.
You remember who won the women's March Madness?
Stanford.
Wasn't it?
It was not. They were in. They were Final Four though.
Wasn't it the Gamecocks?
It was the Gamecocks
Yeah.
Of South
Good call.
Carolina
I
beat
think the UConn.
UConn
Because aren't.
64-49.
Yeah, isn't UConn like done? Not done, but like they're not as dominant as they once were. Am I wrong for saying that? Or is that. I feel like that's true.
That could be.
I mean, I know they still recruit well, but I feel like they haven't won. Like it's not like a decisive win every year for them. But continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got beat pretty bad last tournament. What else we had? Well, we had WrestleMania.
Oof. Great show. Both nights.
The two
They were
main
good.
event. Wasn't the first time it's two nights?
No, that was the second. Actually, that
No,
was the
last year
third
was that.
time.
Was it last year the first year?
No, it was
That
actually
was the
the third
third?
time. So the first time was during COVID. It was actually in the
Okay.
PC with no fans.
Yeah.
Then the second year, when fans came back, it was in Tampa. And then it was the third year. And guess what? That's the new format going forward.
Oh
Two
yeah,
night
it's working
two
for them.
nights, two nights forever. And it makes sense because when I went in 2019, it was like a 6 hour event and it was too much. Like, I love wrestling, but it was too much. Now you split up into 3.5 hours each night, you're good to go.
Yeah,
Recharge, ready to
it's like
go.
you get enough, but you always want more.
And then you're still riding that high into Sunday. You're good.
That's good.
They figured it out.
Some of the big matches obviously included the championship match between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, which united the titles. Charlotte Flair beat Ronda Rousey. Bianca Belair beat Becky Lynch. We saw the return of Cody Rhodes, and even better, saw the return Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Goosebumps.
Also, you know what was one of my favorite matches there? If you guys remember, the Giant Knoxville, Sami Zayn fight.
Fantastic match. Lots of fun.
That was a good one. Where's WrestleMania this year?
In
Or I
Hollywood.
guess next year.
Hollywood.
Ooh.
Yep. There's a lot of big
Okay.
rumors, but we'll talk about it in the predictions.
Oh, good call. Good call. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. That's what they're billing it as.
Yep. Those Hollywood.
That's lined up for somebody.
It's got some potential. All right, guys. Let's see. What happened in April? NBA playoffs start. That's kind of when the playoffs start. The baseball season started.
That jumped to like what, June?
We had my favorite event in April, the NFL draft.
All right, keep going.
Do you guys remember who was the first pick?
What, the NBA draft?
Actually, I
Yep.
don't.
For this year?
Yeah. 2022. I honestly did not even remember who it was.
I didn't tell you.
I'm going to say.
If you
Was
can
it?
pull this off, that's amazing.
I'm just going through it now in my head. I'm going to.
Was it a
I don't think you're getting
quarterback?
It, man.
Was it
Nope.
OKC that had the first pick? Or Houston? Or none of them?
OKC's having the team.
Oh,
Wait,
you
sorry, I
football.
meant to
I'm
say
thinking
NFL.
basketball. I thought you said basketball.
Yeah.
Sorry.
NFL, man.
Sorry if I messed up. It's the wrong
NBA,
NFL.
NBA,
Trayvon Walker.
I remember.
Trayvon Walker went to Jacksonville. He's a defensive end from Georgia.
Yeah, couldn't tell you that. Saved my life.
I honestly forgot. I have no idea how he's doing this season. Because
Okay.
I didn't remember his name. Kentucky Derby was in May. I'm sure Dimitri put some money down. Who won?
I didn't put any.
It was a.
You
It was
didn't?
like. I do remember whoever won didn't
Was
go
it?
to
It was like
Belmont.
70-1 odds or something like that, right?
Yes, it was something crazy like
Yes,
that.
it was big odds. It was 80-1, the second
Okay.
largest upset in Derby history.
Isn't it like Rich Spirit or
148th
something like that? Like Rich Spirit,
Kentucky Derby,
something
Easy
like that.
Spirit.
You, Aaron was close. Rich Strike.
Rich
Rich Strike.
Strike. And then he didn't race in the
80 to
Belmont.
one shot.
Didn't race in the
No,
Belmont
he
for some
didn't.
reason.
No, he did not.
I'm killing it right
Yeah,
now.
he was
got the
he
Game
was at
Cocks. I
81
got
shot.
this.
I
Killing
know
it.
you're killing it right now, man. You came prepared for 2022 trivia.
I really didn't, but let's go. I still got it wrong, though. Rich, I said Rich Spirit.
You were close, though. That was way closer than I would have guessed on that one. We had PGA Championship. It was Justin Thomas won that one. Preakness was won by early voting. It was Preakness, not the Belmont that Rich Strike
It
didn't
was
do.
Preakness? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Preakness is the second one that, like, for some reason, only like 8 or 10 horses. I don't know why. It's not
It
a
was,
very
yeah.
well attended affair. We had the French Open, also won by Rafael Nadal, because he just likes to win everything. We had the Champions League final at the end of May. I know you guys aren't big soccer fans, but this was a big event. It's almost a European Super Bowl, this event. It was between Liverpool and Real Madrid. Real Madrid won 1-0. I think
Wait,
if I
that.
recall correctly, there's a lot of issues in the beginning. They had to delay the game. Like, people couldn't get to the stands or something. I don't know. It was a whole big mess. Let's see. We also had the Indy 500, which is probably the only car race I enjoy watching. Marcus Ericsson won that one. All right. We're heading into June. Who won the NBA title?
Warriors,
Who they beat?
unfortunately, Celtics,
The Celtics.
All right. Who remembers who the MVP was?
Curry.
Damn, you guys. You guys came prepared for this one.
Well, it was his first one. That's why.
It's probably his only
Because I kept saying, "Oh, he didn't get the Finals MVP. He didn't blah
He
blah."
shouldn't have got it though.
It's all part of the narrative that NBA is. Writing up,
Rigged.
it's rigged. Just checking.
Shortly after that, we had the NHL championship, the Stanley Cup. Who won that?
Oof.
The
It
Avalanche?
was Avalanche. Yeah. It was the Avalanche.
It was.
Let's go, Aaron.
It was the
You're getting it.
Let's go.
Avalanche.
You guys are getting this.
But
Yes.
who they beat? I can't remember right now.
Tampa. They beat Tampa.
It was Tampa.
Ooh,
Yeah,
look
it
at the
was
future.
Tampa.
Yes.
It was
Colorado
Tampa.
Avalanche beat the back-to-back champions, Tampa Bay Lightning, 4-2. MVP was Cal Maker,
Oh, I was
defensive
gonna
player
just about
from
to
the
say that.
Avalanche. You have no, you don't know no
If
Cal Baker.
you said that though, that would have been sick.
You have won.
I would have been so hyped for
It's
you.
not a competition. It's a team game right now.
I know, but that would have been so like clutch.
The Belmont was won by Mo Donegal. I'm sure you guys both remember that one.
Yeah. Absolutely. I
I would
remember.
love to go to the Belmont, by the way. Should we go? We should go sometime.
Let's go, but
I
not but
go. I usually go.
let's go, but not for that big event.
No, I
I think
want to
you
go for
guys
the
would.
event.
No. You wouldn't want to
No.
go.
It's
You
mayhem.
wouldn't enjoy it.
It's
I know I'm
mayhem.
not gonna enjoy it, but like a lot of things in life I do that I don't enjoy. All
All
right, now we're back into June.
right, well.
Who's the number one pick for the NBA draft?
Paolo Banchero.
That's right.
Orlando
How's he
Magic.
doing this year? I haven't really been
He's
following.
like Gasly this year. He's averaging like 22, 6, and 5 or something like that.
Oh shit.
Well, it's going crazy.
All right, good. All right. Yeah, I feel like NBA sometimes has had some wishy-washy number one picks.
Yeah, it's either they're awesome or they're bus. There's no in between for number one pick.
Yeah.
No.
Wimbledon was also started June and in July, won by Novak Djokovic. The tennis ones, you can kind of guess who's going to win them. It's usually the same people. Tour de France was in July. Who won?
The
I'm looking at the
Tour
name and I don't even
de
know.
France,
It was a Danish guy, Jonas Vingegaard.
I don't know. Valanciunas.
NHL draft was in July. Who was the number one pick?
He went to the
I wouldn't remember
Sabres.
this. He did
Oh,
not go to the Sabres.
he went
He
to
went to
the
Montreal. He was
Kraken.
a Slovakian player, Jurgis Slavkovský. I
I was
remember
gonna
when he got
guess
drafted.
that.
I knew how to say it, but I don't recall now.
Okay, what else?
NBA, MLB All-Star Game, Midsummer Classic. Who
Sorry.
won?
Not even the home run derby first? Sheesh. Okay,
because the page I put down went to the All-Star game first.
I have no idea.
The AL won.
The AL always wins. But MVP, AL I don't always know.
Wins. They did win again 3-2 over the National League. MVP.
Giancarlo, right?
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo. Yeah, he had that one.
This took place in Vegas. The first pitch was Fernando Valenzuela. However you say his name. He was a great player back in the day for the Dodgers. Who did win the home run derby?
J-Rod.
That's right. The rookie, J-Rod, out of Seattle. Well, I know they do the home run derby. They do the futures game and celebrity game, right?
Yeah, but those are just – the celebrity game was like 22 to 18 or something like that. It was like a ridiculous number.
Is it even televised?
It is, but it's like put on like at a weird
Bad Bunny
time.
Was there.
It's put on at like 10 p.m. like, and it's recorded like the day before. It's,
they never show it live for some reason.
It's no love for that. Like there's no love for it. I don't know why.
I know. I don't understand because I like it. Like look at some names they had. They had Quavo. JoJo Siwa, Rob Lowe, The Miz, Bryan Cranston was there, Chloe Kim.
They always have like D-Nice a nice
all, and the Kid Muro.
They always have a nice all-star cast of like celebrities.
I know.
And it's
they
like
had
it's Guillermo
from Jimmy Kimmel, Hunter Pence, Andre Ethier, Sean Green, CC Sabathia was there.
Wait, real quick question. Does the NFL do celebrity something for like the Pro Bowl weekend? They should do like the celebrity.
That would be great.
But they should do like a flag football, a little kickball action because you know it is football or something. Like they could do a little something. I'm just saying, why is there not a flag football?
Kickball would be fun.
Kickball would be fun too. That's what I'm saying.
I would watch that.
I used to love playing kickball.
I'd watch the fuck out of a celebrity.
Let's find a league. Kickball match.
I did it in Long Beach for a little while.
Oh, sick invite. That's crazy. Wow, Dimitri lives in Long Beach for like a moment too. That's crazy.
It wasn't that time.
Wow.
Actually, I don't even think I wasn't even that age well yet. Now that I think about it, in hindsight, it was a while ago.
Yeah. Don't be telling what we're doing, man.
No, we're gonna have to censor that. Well, we don't work there anymore. It's fine.
That's true.
Do we have the Olympics this year? Which Olympics did we have this year?
We did have the Olympics
the winter.
This year. We had the winter. You skipped. We're already in
fucking August.
Of
the Winter Olympics.
We're in August. That was in Feb.
Skipped right over the Winter Olympics. Beijing Winter Olympics. You guys remember who won the most medals? What country?
America.
Norway.
Oh, nah, it wasn't America. It was
Dimitri. Norway. Sweet.
Oh,
no, right. Right the first time.
Oh, okay.
The Norwegians.
You said no way
yeah. Total.
We ahead, and I was like, oh.
I was just shocked you got that one. I wouldn't have gotten that. Norway, 16 golds, 8 silvers, 13 bronze for a total of 37. Germany was actually second with 27, and the United States was third with 25.
Nice.
I like the Winter Olympics, but this one was a little iffy.
I think
it wasn't like any real snow, and it was just straight cold. Yeah. Like, you remember that guy's like had like a frozen dick?
Yes.
The cross country skier.
Yes. I mean, I enjoy Winter Olympics. I don't care if it's fake snow and all that stuff. It's still fun. Don't get into the logistics of it, Chuck. It's all good.
I enjoy it too, especially the hockey. That's always my favorite. I'll always watch Olympic hockey.
That makes
my
no
favorite
sense.
Olympic sports.
Why do you watch hockey? You watch hockey sense. 6 months out of the year. You're gonna watch it during the Olympics. Watch a sport you only watch
it's
once
different.
Every 4 years. No, it's not.
What do you
bobsledding
watch?
Or something. Watch something you only
I do
see
watch
once
the
every.
Nah, I'm gonna have to side with Chuck on this one. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it's like,
I haven't
like the
watched,
World
like,
Baseball Classics on. You're not gonna watch it, regardless.
That's it's different. It's literally dedicated to one thing. Like you already spent so much of your normal year after year watching hockey. That's like, so when the Summer Olympics come, I don't watch basketball. I just
What?
don't.
I love Olympic basketball.
No, I watch swimming. I watch track. I watch this. I watch that.
I watch the other
Basketball,
stuff
I do
too.
not watch. I already spend so much time watching basketball. I'm gonna just spend more, even more time. Your sports, I'm only gonna see once every 4 years. I'm good. I'm good, Chief. But two against one, so I lose. So that's all that matters. It's all good.
Yeah, you lost.
Continue.
So Olympic hockey, my favorite. The Finns won for men's and the Canadians won for women's. Not much of a surprise there. But they also didn't allow NHL players this year either.
Even worse of a reason to watch it. Whatever. Go ahead,
That
continue.
you're not wrong on that one.
Man.
Before I get into August, I forgot one other event in July. You guys know this, my favorite sporting event of the year, July 4th every year, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The winner, as usual, Joseph Chestnut,
Not
63, less than usual, but the runner-up was only 47.
slowing
don't even
Nice.
know
He
why
gets
they
old.
try. I don't even know why they try.
This man is I will write a paper on this one day. He's the greatest human at what he does.
Oh,
Nobody is as good as eating hot dogs on July 4th at Coney Island than Joseph Chestnut.
he's an alien.
No one ever will be.
The best ever was, the best there is, the best ever will be, Joey Chestnut. Not much, right? I don't think much happened in August. We did have the Little League World Series. It was won by Hawaii.
Didn't
Kind
Long
of
Island make it to
sports.
the end?
They
Like the
made it
Long Island team?
close.
They made it close,
Long
right?
Island did make a little bit of a run. I don't remember exactly where we fell. So I think we did make like the final like tournament type thing. Like we made like the last eight, I think it is, or something like that. I don't know like exactly how it's done, but we ended up not making it as far as we could have. It's because we got crushed 12-0 by eventual champions Hawaii. August, we have the U.S. Open for tennis, won by Carlos Alcaraz. For the first time in a long time, it was not Nadal or Djokovic or Federer. So we're starting to see a little bit of a change of the guard for tennis. We start seeing a new generation coming in. September, start of a lot of seasons. Don't think there's any titles really in September because October was the World Series.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys remember how the World Series went because that one was a little more recent.
True. Yeah.
Who won the World Series?
Oh, the
That's right.
Astros. Sorry, I
It
thought you
was
were.
Dusty Baker's first World Series win. In
Yes.
his what 70 something years. We also had the runners up with the Philadelphia Phillies came out of
Ooh.
nowhere toward the end of the season. Do you guys have any idea who won World Series MVP?
My cousin Jeremy Peña.
That's oh nice. That is right.
Locked and
Do you remember any of
loaded.
the awards? Who won some awards for the season?
My first name cousin, Aaron Judge. He won
That's right.
MVP.
Who won the NL MVP?
Paulie G. Paul
That's
Goldschmidt.
right, Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt.
Nice. Managers of the year, you guys remember?
Well, we
Probably
own
Dusty. No.
one of
No,
them.
one of them is not Dusty.
We got Buck. Buck
From the New York
Showalter.
Mets, Buck Showalter, the first New York Mets manager to ever win
And then on the American League,
manager of the
Terry
year.
Francona.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Terry Francona, Chuck?
Yep.
And Guardians.
Yep,
I almost
you
said
were right.
Indians. My apologies. Guardians.
Ooh, canceled. Canceled. If you guys remember, we had the World Cup recently in good old Qatar. My favorite World Cup host of all time.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, man. Those commercials look so good.
You guys remember who won?
Argentina.
Argentina won in shootout over France. That was a wild ending if you guys caught the game. That was
Yeah,
a
watched the whole
very
game.
exciting last half. Croatia got third. Morocco surprised a lot of people and got fourth. The United States did about as good as I think they were expected to do. They got out of the group. They were the runners up. Got paired with a tough Netherlands team. Lost 3-1. Just did not play great in that match. But I thought overall they did well.
Do you think that last game was like one of like the greatest ever, just because of like, the comeback and then the head
I
up?
mean, it's definitely one of the best that I've seen and that I can remember in a while. I don't know too much about soccer history to know if it was,
Yeah. Okay.
the
I
best
wasn't
of all
sure.
time, but it was a great one. A lot of people, spoken highly about it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like spoken about on like the soccer, football, airwaves, like this thing they were labeling it as one of like the greatest. Like, I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I hear a lot of people, like I said, talk very highly about it. So yeah. I think that was it. Are we forgetting anything from sports? The cup.
No.
We had
I
the
can't
World
name them
Cup.
all.
Guys, what was your favorite sports moment? 2022.
I'll have to say, as a Yankee fan, Aaron Judge hitting, breaking the record. That was mine. Because, as a Yankee fan and a baseball fan, you always hear about the 60, 61. And, it's very rare that somebody even comes close. So that was good. Tune into the game and watch, even watching the game, and like you would hear the announcer, Michael Kay, as soon as Aaron Judge was approaching the plate, "Oh, welcome to watching the," like, it was tuned in. People were tuning in from other stations to watch it, because he would be like, "Oh, you're not watching. We're here at Yankee Stadium, and Aaron Judge's up to the plate." Every time he got up to the plate, so, which I thought was cool. So I don't know what other networks were doing that. We're just tuning in to it, but it was kind of cool.
Chuck, do you want to go, or do you want me to go?
You can go just because I can't think of one at this moment.
So I have. So it's very interesting when you asked that, like, what came to my mind first was, I know it, and it's going to sound stupid. This is one of my favorite moments, but it's not like the ending is not one of my favorite moments, but the game itself, that championship, that game, Bills Chiefs in the playoffs, that game was like one of the best, like, just back and forth, two teams evenly matched type of game. Gabe Davis, four touchdowns. He breaks them at the very end. We leave the 13 seconds, and they still come back to score and kick the field goal, tie it, go into OT. That game was pretty intense. I had all the emotions that game. That was probably the only sporting event that gave me like the most up and down feeling all year. Obviously, it wasn't the ending I wanted, but very on top of my mind. Mets no hitter. The combined no hitter they had this year. I watched that game. You could also throw in that ninth inning, seven run comeback that they had against the Phillies earlier this season, which was fucking bananas. And then to top it all off, Stone Cold Steve Austin coming back after 20 years not wrestling. That was just like a, I was like reliving my childhood, just watching him stun everybody, drinking beer. He looked great, taking bumps. I mean, it was, I watched that. I remember I watched it at your house, Chuck, and then the next morning I rewatched it two more times to match because I just wanted to see everything about it. And then he came back and stunned Vince McMahon and Pat McAfee and Theory. And no one was safe. So those are my three top moments, I'd say. Just for the overall feel of sports.
I said one, by the way. You got greedy.
I couldn't go. It was tough, man. It's tough to go.
Tough. His favorite is 2022.
Yeah, just
entirely.
I go with how I feel. Like a lot of sporting things don't, like, if I don't feel anything, then I'm just like, oh, I'm happy for like them. But I was feeling all those. All the emotions in those games and matches.
I think one of my favorites, and you know, I love the underdogs. I love those stories, which is why I, though I'm not a big basketball fan or a big college basketball fan, I love the March Madness. Because sometimes you do get those Cinderella stories, especially in the beginning. I don't know if you guys remember a little tiny 15 seed from New Jersey, St. Peter's.
Peacocks
upset Kentucky, and then they upset who are the other two teams they upset? Hold on,
that was like they a went through
Kentucky. There it's Kentucky, Murray State, and Purdue all to get to the Elite Eight, where they lost to eventual runner up North Carolina.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Yeah.
It means you got very excited just reliving it.
That was a great moment. That was like a great like 2 weeks. Everyone was talking about this damn team.
Yeah.
It was the hottest thing in basketball. Maybe in all sports.
Everybody, yeah.
That was the one with the nun, right? That would come to the games.
No, that was or maybe this one too, but there was a Loyola of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Had the nun come for a while.
Yo, and then St. Peter's coach was like, all right, I'm going to take this fame and I'm going to go move on to Seton Hall. He was like, I'm out. I'm going to a bigger school.
Yeah, hey, he did that. He took the money.
Got a bag. Can't fault the man.
All right, guys, ready for 2023.
Oh yeah,
predictions. Let's
make some quick predictions. All right, first championship we have will be college football playoffs. We have four teams. They'll be playing the semifinals later this weekend. Georgia versus Ohio State, and the other match we have Michigan versus Texas Christian University (TCU). Yes, I know we're not the biggest college football fans, but any ideas? Any predictions?
Yeah.
I'm going Georgia and what'd you say? TCU? Yep, that sounds good.
All right. I think it's end up being Georgia, Michigan. I could see Georgia repeating. I think is it next year or the year after they're expanding the college football playoffs again?
I have no idea.
Guys, we should do some research if we're gonna do a sports podcast.
I think we've made it pretty blatant that we don't follow the NCAA.
I'm protesting.
Protesting, okay.
I sit in protest.
Chuck, we don't have time for NCAA, right?
First weekend in February, we have the NHL All-Star Game. You know, in the birthplace of hockey, Southern Florida. I don't know what the format is, to be honest, actually. I'm trying to find the format.
Is it 3v3 again?
I do not. I hope so. I hope so. We'll report back on that later. I hope it's 3v3. That's what I like the most. Also, that weekend, it's just All-Star weekend because we had the Pro Bowl. Everybody's favorite All-Star game. And that is, I don't know, probably Vegas or somewhere nice. They usually throw it in Vegas. Yep, it's in
Sucks.
Vegas.
Is
That
it?
was
I
right.
thought
And
it
you
was in
tell.
Hawaii.
Nope.
It's usually in Hawaii,
It
no?
was for a while then. I think they moved it to Vegas. Oh, it looks like. Oh, they're changing it this year.
Wait, isn't it flag football this year?
Yes, for the first time, it will be consists of skills competitions and
Nice.
a non-contact flag football game rather than tackle
All
football.
right, I'll watch that. I'll watch that.
I'll watch it for the first time. I'll see how this goes.
I'll watch it.
I mean, because think about it. No one wants to play in that game because this is the sport where you could get hurt, like not even doing
Easily.
anything wrong. Like someone could just fall into your leg, and
Yeah.
next thing you know, you're done. Like, I mean, flag football could still happen too, but it seems less likely that they'll play like that serious.
See, what I want to know is I want like challenges, like who's the fastest receiver?
Well, they are doing some skills contests. I am trying to figure out which ones they are doing, if it's been announced yet. But they, ooh, interesting. Announced a couple weeks ago, the NFC will be coached by Eli Manning, and the AFC will be coached by Peyton Manning. That's kind of a little
Them
interesting. They
and
shortened the rosters
boys.
a bit. I see there's not as many guys on the roster too.
You know what that would make that even better if they're mic'd up.
They might do that. That'd be fun. Right now, I don't see what the skills competitions are yet.
That's kind of
Let's.
exciting, though.
All right, so they're changing a bit. Okay, that could be worth it, checking out. Also, February 12th, we will have Super Bowl 57. This is in Glendale, Arizona. Here are our predictions. Who's in it and who wins?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with Kansas City.
This guy loves the Chiefs, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. He's the biggest low-key Chiefs fan I know. Loves Patrick Mahomes.
If I had to bet money, it'd be Kansas City and who else? I don't know.
Dimitri came prepared for the prediction episode. I appreciate it. I am going
Just do some
to.
names.
I'm gonna throw it out there. I think this would be the year of the bad luck teams. I think two teams are gonna break their curse of, you know, just having poor luck in the playoffs. I'm gonna go Dallas and Buffalo.
Well, I agree with you on one end.
The
Let's
Dallas part,
go.
yeah, I know.
Buffalo. We gotta do it. We have to do it. And we gotta get a home field advantage. Now who are they gonna go up against? If the Niners didn't have so many damn injuries, I would really like the Niners for some reason, but I feel like I don't
I'll give you that.
know. Like Debo's out right now. Jimmy G's not back yet. I mean, Brock's okay, but you want someone to more experience in those scenarios. They still have CMC. I mean, they could probably steal a game or two. But you know what? I think the Vikings might make it, man. The Vikings have been like, they just don't give up. They keep coming back into
Yeah.
games, and they have the star receiver, they have the star running back. Kirk Cousins makes, he's not like the greatest quarterback, but he makes good enough plays. He's like Matt Stafford, like good enough plays to keep you in the game. At least not this year for Stafford, but prior to, I could see
I can't see it. I
Buffalo,
can't see it.
Minnesota.
I can't see
Let's get
Buffalo.
crazy with it. Let's get crazy.
Oh, Minnesota? Okay. Some cold weather teams.
Let's get
All
crazy
right.
with it.
We also have Rihanna halftime show.
Oh, let's predict which song she's going to start with.
Ooh.
Oh, This is what the people want to hear.
That's a good one.
What's she gonna start with?
She has so many hits, by the way.
That's a tough one.
Like,
yeah, I was looking. She's got a crazy catalog.
I was looking at her catalog. Like, she's got a crazy amount of hits. It has to be something live, right? Like something that has to get the crowd up. Or no? Does she like to do a slow build?
Nah, she won't do a slow
build. I think she might end with Umbrella.
I think Rude Boy.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking start, that though? Too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Diamonds to start.
Diamonds. I don't even
know. Like a diamond. That could be a climax type of song.
Yeah. That could be like, that could be her rest song when she's like shaking it and she needs like a breath.
Could be work. Could be work. Quack, 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 quack.
Ooh.
It could be.
You got a good question.
Ooh, does Dre come out?
Yes, I was going to say, question? Or Kanye? Does she bring anybody out?
She brings Drake out, actually. Yo, I support that.
She's such a big star that I don't think she needs to bring out anybody.
I don't think she doesn't need to. Let's get it.
I don't think so.
She does not need to.
I think if anybody, I think it would be Drake because they have a couple songs together.
But
she also has a few songs with Kanye, but I don't think he's coming out.
I was thinking maybe Jay-Z. They could do Run This Town. You know what? Run This Town could be the first song. Or it could be but the they last can't start song.
With the song with Jay-Z.
The last song too. Yeah, but she could just do her part and then they could switch to another one real quick. Because think about it, she has so many hits, they're gonna lay they're
she
gonna
can,
limit her.
She could like, do Monster with Eminem.
Bro, Eminem was there last year.
Huh?
Eminem was there last year.
She got so many hits.
Yeah.
It's not an easy one, that's for sure. I was thinking Rude Boy, though, so I'm going to stick with Rude Boy.
Yeah, that's what came in.
I just don't know.
Or it could be Please Don't Stop the Music.
Ooh.
I'm sticking with Diamonds. It's the first song.
How about we found love in a.
You know what? They would need to hire Rihanna. They just need to hire Aaron to do Rihanna. And they would save so much money.
Yo, they would.
They don't get paid for the.
It's that no, that's fair. On the replay. It's the DJ one.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Yo, she's got like an abundance of
things. She's got Beyonce.
She beat Beyonce.
You think she could beat her?
Is Rihanna
and a versus,
famous one name person?
Rihanna is a famous one name person.
Oh, no, I know her last name.
What is it?
I have no idea what it is.
Rocky? Rihanna Rocky? Is that what you're gonna say?
No. where did that come from?
Because she's an ASAP Rocky. Also, Rihanna Rocky's fire, by the way.
That's a good name.
Rihanna ASAP Rocky.
Damn.
No, her first name's not even Rihanna.
It's like Michelle or something.
No, it's Robin.
Sarah.
Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Oh, I know that's her last name. All right, well, that's fun. Shout out to Rihanna. Super. That's going to be an awesome halftime show.
Yeah.
Better than last year. Last year's blue. My opinion, it blew.
That was a controversial opinion.
They sing like one song each and then left. Yeah. Blew it. Blows.
Also, the week after the Super Bowl, we have the NBA All-Star Game and the skills competitions. It will take place in Salt Lake City, Utah.
It's kind of hard to imagine who will be in some of these events.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to make a bold MVP prediction. It's a bold all-star game MVP prediction.
Go for it.
Zion Williamson. Just putting it out there.
That's not bold.
That's bold. It's filled with...
His team is number one right now.
But he's not number one right now. That's bold.
I don't know.
Bro, that's bold. Do you see what Luka just did and Jokic did like a week ago?
That's my pick.
Giannis, all those guys? No.
Luka's
Zion,
MVP.
Zion's a bold one, man. I'm telling you.
Nah, I think it's going to be.
If you want to get even bolder, since they're in Utah, but he doesn't no longer plays for Utah, Donovan Mitchell is gonna could possibly.
I thought about that.
He's averaging like 30 points this year. He's going on a different level, and he's going back home. I'm just saying. So those are my two. My two predictions.
I think it's gonna be Tatum.
My pick is the guy from Utah whose name I don't know how to pronounce. Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen. That's what you're going with?
That's what I'm going with.
That's what you're going with.
You heard it here first. That's what I'm going with. Okay. All-Star Game MVP.
Now that's a bold prediction.
Bro's not even going to make it to the All-Star Game. That shit's crazy.
It's a Cinderella story. He's not even supposed to be here. He went from the reserves to
Lauri Markkanen. All right, let's continue.
Write it down. We have March Madness, obviously, a little too soon to call. We have the 2023 baseball season starting, I believe, March 30, I think it was opening day.
Sounds right.
I think everybody's playing the first days, if I remember. I know they changed some things around, they changed a lot of the schedule in the round. Everybody will play everybody.
Yep. That'll be fun.
We have a couple international games. The Giants and Padres will play two game series in Mexico City. While the Cardinals and the Cubs will play two game series in London. The Seattle Mariners will be hosting the 93rd All-Star Game in mid-July. And there are a bunch of new rules. They'll be restricting the infield shift.
Mm-hmm.
The bases will be a little bit bigger. And there's something with the pickoff, right?
They can only do like a certain amount in the game.
Yep.
Ruining my favorite sport.
They are changing some things.
Nah, it's not ruining it. It's just, you know what? This always happens. I'm sure this happened 80 years ago when they changed something else. And then guess what? You just get used to it. And it's just the new norm. That's all it is.
It's a little early, but any predictions for the 2023 baseball season?
It's so hard to not just be biased.
Subway Series, I'm calling it.
That's what it should have been last year. That's what it should have been.
This is.
Honestly, the teams are much better now.
Yeah.
Much better now. As long as everyone stays healthy, it could be a Subway Series. It could be. I'm cool with saying that. Now, let's say, all right, that's me being biased. Now, if I'm being unbiased, I'm going with like what I think could happen. Unfortunately, I could see the Braves making it to the World Series.
Mm.
Unfortunately.
You can make that argument with a lot of teams.
And for the American League, I don't see why the Astros can't do it again, man. I honestly can't. They are still the best team. They lost Verlander, but they're still like stacked. Still stacked. I can't think of any other team in the American League that would really give me like a run for them. Maybe the Blue Jays, as I'm thinking. Yankees, of course. Yeah. But that's like an unbiased opinion. I'd probably say Astros and Braves.
I think I'm going to go Mets and Cleveland.
Oof, I like that. The Guardians. They wish, by the way. That'll never fucking happen, but they wish. That's what they're building up for, but no way.
I love. Is there going to be any sneak up teams?
No sneak teams.
Are we going to have like a Tampa Bay?
Nope.
Rays.
Nope. Yeah, that time is Seattle over.
Might be decent.
Seattle,
sure. No, I'm saying like that, like a team that is not expected to, like the Red Sox.
No. Ranger, no, the Rangers, Texas Rangers. I mean, they put all that money, they might as well start winning games, right? But Rays and Red Sox, the Red Sox, no, they're on a downward. And the Rays are also in a weird spot where, like, that little couple, like, Cinderella stories they had for, like, those few seasons seem to also be on the downward as well. Yankees and Blue Jays and the Orioles now run that division for now, in my mind. And from what I see with the teams that they built. And the Rangers are probably still going to be trash, but all the money they spent, they should be halfway decent. Like, they should be making playoffs, but we'll see. All right, let's keep going. Let's power through.
Keep going. Good. Awesome. 2023 NBA playoffs. Who wins the title?
It's not easier. I feel like the Nets.
Celtics.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, I like that.
I think the Celtics are going to finish what they didn't accomplish last year. I don't know who they beat yet. It might be Memphis. Maybe Memphis. I can see that. Boston and Memphis. I'm going with that.
Boston, Memphis. Okay.
Man, wow. I don't mind it. I honestly don't mind it. I love the Grizzlies, one of my favorite teams. I will say it'd be like awesome. I've been dying for them to get to this point if that was the case. I think the Nets, man, I think they're finally actually going to put it together. Like,
what?
I'd never thought that before, but I was watching them the other day. And when they're on, like, it's almost like you can't stop them. Like, they are.
Are you becoming
like,
a Kyrie fan?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm being okay. I'm being unbiased. I didn't mention his name once, actually. So I think they're putting together like a pretty good team, and I bet you they're going to make a trade midway through to like maybe a veteran presence or maybe another shooter to really like help push them to another level. So I'm going to go with Nets. West, the Nuggets and the Pelicans are such pretenders, man. They're such pretenders.
They are.
I think if Kawhi and Paul George are healthy, I think they could do enough to push to the finals. I don't think they will because they won't be healthy, but I think if they were to be healthy, that could be my. I like the Grizzlies. I'm going to stick with the Grizzlies. I like that. Grizzlies, it's different. It's really wide open. Warriors are done.
We'll see. We'll see in April.
It seems off, though, right now. Like,
it does. It definitely does.
And every other team, like those other top teams, are just pretenders right now.
I feel like Luka is by himself. I think he's by himself. He can't. He could make it a game, but he can't do it for seven games.
No, the Grizzlies have more of a complete team because they already all play together for so long. They have that built-in chemistry. That's the chemistry that you need. Mm-hmm. Like they already blow teams out, and they have pretty much just average players. Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant could put them to another level if they keep progressing. So I like that. For some reason, though, I'm like stuck on like the Nets actually doing it this year. I don't know why.
Maybe you got the call.
I hope they don't, but I think they could. Shout out to the Knicks.
I'm going to go Denver Nuggets and Milwaukee Bucks.
Honestly, could happen too. It's very open on both sides.
Well, and the East has finally got some competition too, which is great.
Either way, just a lot of good teams. What else we got?
Around the same time, we will have the NHL Stanley Cup. Any predictions?
Do we know how they're doing the playoffs again? Because they have like weird divisions now.
Though the divisions now are equal, so it's basically, so we have the, you know, still have the East and the West Conference. There's two divisions in each conference, Atlantic and Metro, And then the Central and I think the West, I think, or Pacific, they call it. It's basically the West. So the top three teams in each division make it. And then like the next two teams in the conference make the wild card.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go with. All right. Let's get crazy with it. I'm gonna go with the Hurricanes against the Wild.
Hurricanes are right now first in their division. Wild are sitting third in their division. So both current playoff teams. Okay. Dimitri, what are you thinking?
I think I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with. I say the Jets and Boston.
Okay, Winnipeg would be an interesting one. All right. Right now, I'm gonna it's tough to call. The Devils have
That's
fallen
what
off
the
a bit.
podcast is about.
What is the call? You know what? I went Buffalo Dallas for the Super Bowl. I'm just sick with my bad luck teams here.
Buffalo Dallas again? Oh,
I
imagine.
was actually thinking Dallas, not gonna
Has
lie.
that ever
The
happened
Dallas
before?
Stars. That was, I don't know actually. We should look that up. I'm gonna go Dallas Stars and Toronto Maple Leafs, the bad luck team of the NHL, the Buffalo Bills of the NHL.
Way to stab Aaron right in his face.
Hey, you don't lose four straight times and not be the bad luck of,
That's what I was going at. Obviously, next year we have the horse races. We have WrestleMania, though. Didn't want to forget WrestleMania 39. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. Aaron, I know you had a few comments about the game.
I, because they're going Hollywood, right? Let's paint the picture for people who don't know. Roman Reigns, the greatest of all time. He's been champion
Some
for
people have
like
said that.
1,000 days straight. Like, not, no exaggeration. Like, over 1,000 days at this point. So that's like what, 3 years of champ? He hasn't been pinned since 2019, like early 2019. Right? He's just on a different level. And because of that reason, he's beaten everybody. And he calls himself the tribal chief. They're in Hollywood.
Head of the
Who
table.
who's the head of the table in Hollywood? Another Dwayne the Rock Johnson, who is really the tribal chief of the family, of the Samoan family that he runs, has to be the two
Aren't they
heads of the
cousins?
table. They are. They have the two heads of the
Who's the
table.
real head of the table?
I think they needed to decide it at WrestleMania. And where what better place to do it than Hollywood?
Ooh. I don't think that could I don't think that could be written any better.
I agree.
I don't think so either.
I thought we would never mind. I thought Hollywood Hulk Hogan was kind of making an appearance.
Yeah, Hogan's done with the fans, man. People, they have given up on Hogan. His racial remarks did not help. The tape did not help Mr. Hollywood Hulk Hogan. She might show up though,
Usually
because
the
and plus Vince McMahon isn't in power anymore, so I think that means he's out. I don't think Triple H is gonna be like, yeah, come through Hulk. I don't think so.
All right.
How
That's
was
not
he
like that.
Hulk Hogan? Didn't you don't think Marvel had like the trademark of Hulk? Just thought of randomly.
Maybe not at the time.
Interesting. All right, continue. That's all I mean, that's my biggest prediction. I also think Bianca Belair will beat whoever she is facing, and she'll continue to her reign as champion as well. Those are my only predictions. It's hard to call anything else.
That's fair.
Also,
Yep.
and Roman will beat The Rock. Sorry to say that. If they fight,
Ooh. I
big
think The
hot
Rock's a
take,
win.
big hot take. But I think Roman will beat him and be a goat for real. But go ahead.
That is a hot take. We also have the Women's World Cup.
Yes.
Will be happening this year. in Australia and New Zealand will be splitting. We have a couple of new teams come in. So this is the first year they expanded. They usually play 24 for the Women's World Cup. This year they're going 32, just like the men's. A couple of new teams with the Philippines come in, Vietnam, Morocco, Zambia, and the Republic of Ireland will be.
Oh, I know where Chuck's rooting for.
There's a good chance I'll be rooting for the Irish. Yeah. But also, United States.
Is that your prediction, Aaron?
Will be there.
No.
And United States will be the favorites, as they usually are for the Women's World Cup. I think there's three more spots open, if I recall. I don't think they finished qualifiers yet. It doesn't start until July.
Is Germany good? Like, women's, like, do they, like, are they good?
They are decent. I'm actually looking right now. They are actually ranked third, which is higher than I thought they would be.
I was going to say, in my mind, for some reason, my head's telling me Germany. I'm going to go with Germany women's team.
So, I'll just, quick top five rankings. U.S., Sweden, Germany, England, France. The top five. And then you got Spain, Canada, Netherlands, Brazil for the next few.
Okay.
There are three more spots for either, seems most likely Portugal, Chile, and then the last spot may either be Taiwan, or what some people refer to as Chinese Taipei, but Taiwan, or Papua New Guinea would be an interesting one. So yeah, so we'll have that throughout the summer, when the World Cup is supposed to be.
Okay.
All right, guys, any other predictions for 2023, sports or personal?
I think you forgot about the World Baseball Classic too.
Oh shit, you are right.
The
World Baseball Classic does not get enough attention.
It definitely should, though.
Oh, it's in March. Oh yeah, okay, it's preseason. And it should get more attention. You're right, and I totally forgot about it. U.S. is the returning champs, right?
I don't think so.
I think we are the returning champs. This has been a few years.
Didn't Japan win the next time? Last time? I'm like pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Stroman won us the World Baseball Classic in 18 or something. The last time they did it.
Yeah, he was right.
Really?
17.
17 was the last time we did it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Got canceled a few years because of COVID.
Well, I was there. Oh, no. Japan was third. Runners-up was Puerto Rico. Fourth place was Netherlands. That's right.
We'd be Puerto Rico.
MVP Marcus Stroman. Wow. That's highlight of his career.
All right. So this year, I'm looking at it. So we got 20 teams in it. One group is Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Israel, and Nicaragua. One of those countries doesn't quite fit. It's a bunch of Central and South American countries, and then Israel. Then we also have the United States, Mexico, Colombia, Canada, and Great Britain in another group. Third group, Japan, Korea, Australia, China, and the Czech Republic. I feel like there's just one team that just doesn't fit the group in each of these groups. And then the last group is Panama, Italy, Cuba, Netherlands, Taiwan. Also known as Chinese Taipei. But it's Taiwan.
So from looking at some of the pre-rankings of who's going to be on some of these teams, Cuba looks pretty strong. Yoenis Cespedes is actually going to be part of the Cuban team. Surprising. I think him and his brother. Japan is loaded up again. They always are.
Yep.
I'm going with Japan this year. Next year. DR obviously looks amazing. Puerto Rico looks amazing. America, their pitching is okay, but they're one through nine hitting, awesome. Yeah, those are obviously those are the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Israel has a couple of good players too, but I'm going Japan.
Is the Israeli lineup mostly American again? They do that often.
Yes. But they're pretty good as well. But I'm going with the good old Japan. I feel like it's a safe bet. World
Good
Baseball
old
Classic.
Japan.
I feel like I make a lot of hot takes. That's a safe bet. Definitely a safe bet.
I'm going with Taiwan. They're one of the co-hosts. They are currently ranked number two, actually.
Really?
Apparently. The United States is ranked fifth. Japan, Taiwan, South
We
Korea,
need to see
Mexico,
this.
United
Nah,
States.
they wilding for that. Bro, it's gonna be Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Mike Trout hitting back to back to back. They wilding. They should not be fifth. Are you crazy?
Where are you guys seeing the rosters? I can't find them.
Where are you? Do you not believe in the
I saw him on
WBSC world rankings?
I saw him on Reddit like a week ago. I don't know where, like on Google. I could just go and search it
Clayton
all.
Kershaw joins the pitching
Yeah.
staff.
Nestor Cortes is part of the staff too. He's one of the starting pitchers as well.
Are these like finalized though, or is it still kind of?
I'm sure they're still adding,
Yeah.
but like
Yeah.
whoever's like showing right there will for sure be in. Pete Alonso will be in it.
Who's the manager? I think they Mark DeRosa. They brought in a couple of good assistant managers though, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't
Isn't
remember.
Ken Griffey one of the assistants?
Andy Pettitte is a pitching coach.
Andy Pennant.
I
I think
think
Ken
Ken
Griffey might
Griffey
be the
is.
hidden.
I think he is. I think you might be right on that.
Bryce Harper's ball? Damn, this shit is stacked. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, they should put this in MLB the Show. These teams. We need these teams.
I have to agree.
All right. Do you think I missed anything?
No.
No, because everything else, it's too early to call.
That is true. All
Too
right, guys, what do
early
you
to
have predictions
call.
for yourself for this year?
Predictions for myself. Should I go first or?
I want you to go first.
All right, I'm gonna go first. So, I'm let's get personal with it. So I have a child coming to this world, hopefully next year in March. So hopefully I am good at that. My prediction is that I will be a B+ parent the first year. I'll be trying my best for that A, but you know, I'm sure I'll mess up a couple things along the way. So I'm hoping to be a B+ parent. I'm hoping to predict just happiness, man. That's it. Just want to keep on being happy and stay positive, which it's one of my biggest struggles in my life. So I'm predicting positivity this year. New changes will be coming.
It's a good one.
I like it.
Yeah, so I have a nephew coming, so I gotta make sure his father doesn't mess up anything. I'm kidding. I'm joking. He's gonna be good. I just want everybody to be healthy, and happy. That's it. And people around me. That's all I want. Literally all I want. I don't want to hit the lotto so I can hand everybody money so they can be happy.
What a guy.
I'm just saying. That's it.
What a big prediction.
I predict I will be playing a lot of Xbox.
Wow.
We talked Google Stadia for a while. We talked PlayStation 5 for a while. We had our debates on what I should get, what type of player I should be.
I mean, it's really not a debate. It's just
the other day, I made the purchase. I got the Series S.
Such a dumb along purchase. With Game Pass.
It's a great purchase.
Such a dumb purchase.
The Game Pass has all the games I want to play. The PlayStation 1 didn't.
I don't even know anyone who plays Xbox. You're playing by yourself.
He will be.
I play by myself.
We'll be playing the show, making up stadiums, and you'll be sitting there with the Xbox Series S.
At least get a Switch or something. Come on.
Game Pass comes with the show.
The show's on Xbox now, too.
Mm-hmm. It comes with all the sports teams, FIFA, the show.
Well, you better hope it's like NHL, cross NBA. Play compatible.
It better be.
If it is, we're playing. If not, we're not playing. I'll play by myself. Sorry, my life.
It probably is crossplay.
It probably is.
It might be. It may be.
I gotta set it up. It just came in the mail today.
Did it?
Wow.
Congratulations.
And you didn't already set it up?
No, because I got the boss. I came home like, oh, I'm gonna take like a half hour nap, and then I got up like 2 hours later. And I was like, oh shit, like that was not a half hour nap. So I'll set up this weekend.
So, when are you removing your Google Stadia tattoo?
So the Google Stadia officially shuts down January 18th. Got my
like
refund.
The whole system,
the whole server shuts
down.
Bro, you're the only one. I know I always joke that Dimitri's the only one who does Gamefly, but
he is the only one who does Gamefly.
You're literally the only person who does Google Stadia. Like, Gamefly still exists, and you're the only person that does Google Stadia.
Google Stadia was great for me. It's $10 a month. I got the games I needed, and I was good. There's no system. I just turned it on. Like, I turned my TV on, and I was good to go. But it was the end of an era. And PlayStation is too tough to find. So, Xbox it is.
All right. Well, have fun.
If it does the cross play, I'll let you know. We'll play some games together.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, I probably should have researched that first.
What? Yeah, the cross play?
Yeah.
I mean, you only had 2 years to prep for this moment. So.
I mean, we did tell you over and over and over again.
To what?
To get the PlayStation.
Here we go. Games with crossplay on Game Pass.
All right, maybe you should do this after. Let's close up this this podcast. Right.
Oh, I had something to say too.
Oh yeah, get in there. Go ahead.
Hold on. I had it locked and loaded, but then I had to figure out if the World Baseball Classic was going. 2020 is coming to an end. 2022 is coming to an end. Sorry.
My man still living in the past.
It's late. It's late.
Living in the past.
It's 2008. Just wanted to recognize the people that we lost in sports this year. Hopefully that's the end of that. So we have Pele, who just died. Some notables, Franco Harris. We didn't talk about him. Paul Silas. Gaylord Perry. John McVay. I don't know if you guys know who that is. We have Vin Scully.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Bill Russell. Marion Barber, which is really crazy because he played like a couple years ago.
Didn't Ronnie Hillman pass away the other day? Former Broncos run back? I think he
did.
Some type of cancer. I want to say kidney.
Mike Bossy.
Mike Bossy, that's right. Great player.
John Clayton. RIP John Clayton. And Charlie Taylor, aka Chuck Taylor. And Dan Reeves. So RIP to them. Sad year for that. But 2023, here we come. I'm ready for it. You heard our call. Let's see what.